This show is brought to you by Audible and all of our supporters from patreon.com/thegroupquest. Today is the 1st of March, 2022, and today we talk about some experts, about some car culture, PlayStation 5, and a little bit of Ubisoft. But today, actually, we will start with Ubisoft. Because of what's going on with Ukraine, Ubisoft offers housing and some salary advances to Ukraine employees. And this comes from Ubisoft itself. Quote, as events escalated in mid-February, Ubisoft recommended all teams take shelter in a place they considered safe. This is in their blog post. To support them as they made these difficult decisions, each team member was provided additional funds to help cover expectational costs and paid their salary in advance to account for any potential disruption to banking systems. This is a big stepper for Ubisoft, and really, I think a lot of, well, all other games could do this too. All of the gaming companies, that is. So, yes, this is what they really need to hear, especially when they're leaving Ukraine. Oh, by the way, that comes from PCGamesN.com. From Destructoid, in a bit lighter news, Guardians of the Galaxy are heading to Xbox Game Pass next week. So this is a really big game, a really popular game, indeed. Especially after the Avengers came out and there was some criticism about Avengers, which I do have, but I haven't played it for a while. But still, I think it's really good to put it on the Game Pass. That way more people can come out and check the game out. So it's a good move. Good move indeed. Sticking with Xbox, and this comes from MajorNelson.com, Far Changing Tides is now available on Xbox One and Xbox Series XS. And by the way, it's also on PlayStation and PC, I believe. I know it's on PlayStation. Anyway, on Xbox Live, it's about $20. And don't know a whole lot about the game, but if you do, if you're excited about it, it's available. Go check it out. Now this comes to us from BG247.com, and it says Back 4 Blood has seen 10 million players since release. That is a lot of people. In fact, the makers of Turtle Rock Studios president, Steve Goldstein, said, to achieve such a milestone in the short time since the release of Back 4 Blood is a historic event of our studio and this franchise. As we look ahead, we're excited to keep the momentum going with our upcoming expansion, Tunnels of Terror, which will offer more cooperative content for fans to continue cleansing the world of the Ridden. So we will see what happens next. Now we go to Polygon.com. Let's go back to Microsoft and say that Flight Simulator can now be played on your smartphone. So while I did not expect this, I think that this was expected by quite a few people. And really, it is a good move, I think, for a game like this. And maybe it'd be pretty easy to play on a smartphone and an iPad, of course. We'll see what happens. Now we go to the PlayStation blog, and there were some auto experts that talked about Gran Turismo 7 and how they celebrate the car culture from the game. Sun Kang said, and I'm going to make this a little bit shorter, beyond a notable actor, oh no, that's more about him, my bad, but there were some people just talking about it. Tony Bridginger, NASCAR driver, was there too. And talking about it, it's all done in video, which I did not get to see. But if you go to the PlayStation blog and look for it, you'll be able to play it. Should be good. Now, there's a bit of rumors going around, and this is done on PlayStationLifestyle.net. And they're saying that Ghost of Tsushima 2 might have some new job listings. Now, while the job description says prototype polish and balance, enemies as well player abilities, prototype polish and balance, player's abilities, combat actions, and progression items. So there's a couple job posts that they were made aware from. So we'll see what happens. I'm going to stick with the PlayStation because these are the release dates for March 2022 this month. And starting today, Alyx 2, March 1st. Like I said, Far was coming out on PlayStation 2. Changing Tides. That is both for PlayStation 4 and 5. Babylon's Fall. Assassin's Gran Turismo, which we've already talked about. Assassin's Creed Dawn of Ragnarok. WWE 2K22. We'll see how that game does after especially after 2K20, which was a complete horrible game. Well, maybe one for me, Stranger of Paradise Final Fantasy Origin, that comes out March 18th. Relayer on the 24th. Tiny Tina's Wonderlands on the 25th. Crusader Kings 3rd, 29th. And Nightmare the 29th. And Tropico 6 on the 31st. For PlayStation 5, Persona 4, Ultimax March 17th. So there's a couple things that are out there for PlayStation exclusive. So, you know, we'll see how the games do. I think the three biggest ones will be Assassin's Creed and WWE, because people will be very curious to see how that plays out. And of course, it's Final Fantasy. Just saying. We'll see how everything else goes. I'll be looking for that there here in a bit. Talking about PlayStation Lifestyle.net, they did have a restock update for March for today, and they do talk about the PlayStation 5 console and where it could be at. And let's say BJ's happened on the 19th, on January 19th. GameStop had a restock on February 16th. That was for PC components. And Ant Online bundle restock happened on January 27th. Best Buy, coming soon. Walmart happened on February 24th. PlayStation Direct, well, we'll see about that. Target, soon, and Amazon could be at any time. So maybe I'll be looking for that. We shall see. If you're still interested, PS Direct, you can register there. And just keep a lookout, of course, in your favorite stores. We go back to PC Games Inn, and they're talking about Europa Universalis 4 subscription plan is now moving to Steam. And really, it's not unexpected, because Steam is just where nearly everything is for PC. You know, there are other apps on the computer that people do want to try to get, but yeah, you know. So yeah, if you do have that game, you know, look for it on Steam and link the account. Should be all right. And if you're looking for something to do, you can try the game out. It's up on Steam. So I'm at Joe Brums on Twitter. You can find me there. The show is at GroupQuest. You can find both links to our advertisements. And you can find all the shows that Don Forge has at donforge.com. This is a Don Forge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. We'll see you again tomorrow. Good luck, Ukraine.